The heat hasn't just been tough on people, it's been tough on cows. In this kind of weather, cows drink a lot more water, up to 40 gallons a day, and they don't eat as much. That affects how much milk they can give. Bill Averbeck is a dairy farmer in Fond du Lac with about 240 cows.
About 7% we're down in milk.
Averbeck says that's not too bad, but it could get much worse if the heat drags on. Rick Roden is a dairy farmer in Ozaukee County with about 400 cows. He says the intense heat can also lead to disease.
The chances of mastitis, of cows getting mastitis, does go up because they're sweating so much. And with the high humidity, it's just a damper environment where the bugs and the pathogens of where bacteria come from, the bacteria, can grow better.
Both farmers are keeping their cows wet with misters or hoses and cooling them with fans and say so far none have died from the heat. But other farmers haven't been so lucky. Russ Rader is a disaster assistance specialist with the Wisconsin branch of the USDA. He says he's gotten reports of livestock deaths from the heat.
We expect more. I don't think we can get away from it in this situation we're in right now.
Rader says farmers can apply for federal reimbursement if livestock die from the extreme heat. If the farmers meet the right criteria, they could get reimbursed for 75% of the animal's market value. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.